5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good afternoon, Croc Nation. This is your favorite Croc survivorship bus driver, Dr. Tom Iannelli, surrounded with the love of his friend and co-host, Angel Santana. How are you, Angel?
I'm tired, but I'm pumped up and ready to go.
Yeah, you got the bags under the eyes. You've been working some doubles, been working alone. We certainly appreciate it here in the medical center. You do great work, and we're very grateful to you.
I appreciate it.
You know, we always say, I know that we do. I'm sure every one of our listeners also says the same thing. I haven't met a patient over 35 years who hasn't told me that everything happens for a reason. God has a reason for everything. So this podcast actually is late. This is our first late podcast. We were scheduled for Sunday. A couple things came up. We began recording, and the good Lord said to us, boys, this just isn't going to work this week. And we had internet issues and technical problems, and I think that just was God, our creator in the universe, telling us to regroup and rethink and come together. In addition, what the listeners don't know that you do is that our special guest this week is you. And you didn't know that when we began taping. I kind of just threw it on you.
Yeah.
And now you've had a couple of days to prepare. So I have a feeling that this podcast is going to be megatropolisly good. I just made that word up. We do that here.
Get your books out. Glossary and dictionary there.
There you go. So spirituality in the cancer trajectory. Starting a new module about spirituality. And I would say that's well overdue, Angel. Anyone who's heard the expression, there are no atheists in a foxhole, they would say the same thing about a cancer survivor. There really are no cancer survivor atheists. All of our cancer survivors have been shocked to the core, rocked to the core, and whether it's a known or identified spirituality, whether it's a old spirituality that's been resurfaced, whether it's a new age spirituality, whether it's a connection with nature or with the other molecules or with the other humans that we share this earth with, whatever it is, you would have to agree that spirituality in the cancer trajectory is paramount.
I would agree, 100%. Yep.
And I began our aborted podcast by telling you the story of my upbringing, saying that I had some difficulties as a child with some security issues with parents and some bad things that happened to me. And all of a sudden, I was a young 8-year-old boy in Paterson, New Jersey. I was sent to St. Gerard's Catholic Church. And after school, I was waiting for my grandfather to pick me up. I guess there was about an hour wait. I would find my way into the church and sit in a pew and just sit there and just feel like I was in a place that I was safe. And from that moment on, I really clung to my spirituality, to my beliefs through my childhood, which got me through many difficult times in school, gaining admission to medical school, getting through that, as well as all the training, and then raising 3 kids. Certainly needed our dear Lord to help guide me. And there were 2 people that are my beacons, are my people that when I stray or when I feel like that the light within me, that spiritual light within me starts to dull or starts to become dim, I always will call on them. One is my friend Jimmy, who's a cancer survivor. We went to school together. We've hiked together the world, and he's a great man. When I call beacons, these are people that just make me feel good about life, give me that resurgence, recharge my battery. Give me hope, give me faith. And Angel Santana, you're the number 2 person.
Oh, wow.
And you are on our podcast today as a special guest to begin the podcast on spirituality. Your podcast, Have Faith, Let It Begin, is a podcast filled with inspiring stories, faith-inspired stories, uplifting stories. You pray with us. I believe it used to, was it the Friday was the prayer day, or was it Wednesday last week?
Yeah, we called them the power of prayer.
The power of prayer. Now, last week it was Wednesday, but it's usually on Friday.
I go with my gut. Sometimes it's a Monday, sometimes it's a Wednesday. I mean, we've hit every day, let's put it that way.
Yep. Now, when I interviewed you, this is your second interview for the same podcast.
Right.
I asked you to give me sort of a little bit, you know, of a history of your connection with spirituality, because let's face it, this is going to be a long module. We're going to have many, many, you know, different episodes, and we'll keep this one short. We're going to hit on a paper that we're going to talk about. We're going to set the table with the paper that we're going to talk about, but I want to fill it with some of your personal experiences. When I look at you, I look at a young man, a very godly, spiritual man, a good person, a great husband, a great father. You're young, but people don't look at you as a young man. They look at you as someone wiser beyond your years, and I think that's your spirituality. That wisdom is that faith that you have. As I said, you're a father, you're a son, you're a husband, you're a friend. You do so much here at the hospital besides running the call center. Even the vice presidents come to talk to you about your observations and your advice. So it seems odd that someone at 40 isn't more worried about their, you know, portfolio, or about where they're going on vacation, or about what they're wearing, or what car they're driving, how much money they're making, what's the next toy they can buy, their new, you know, cigar boat, and all these, you know, speed boats and things like that. And that's absolutely not you. So tell us what makes you different. Tell us about how you started this podcast. Tell us about you, Angel.
I would say, and thank you for saying those nice words, I would start off by saying that I don't believe in accidents. I think things happen for a reason. I think that we have a purpose in life. All of us have a gift, have a treasure. We have been designed and created by someone that we can all say that we're a direct reflection from. It's hard to imagine having a father and has created us in his image to the point where when we meet one another, we are seeing a piece of that person that created us. That being said, for me, I would have to go back earlier on when I was diagnosed with scoliosis at the age of 11, to be told that you have this possibility of the spinal cord getting really bad, crooked. And then when you hit your 15th birthday, you're told that it's not looking any better. And then you hit 16, which should be your sweet 16. You're told you need to be fitted for a back brace, where you have to wear it for 23 hours a day. And being a heavy boy, heavy young man, the back brace would push it up to the point where it looked like I had male breasts, and I had to worry about being picked on. So I would try to find ways to avoid that. And then hitting your 18th birthday and your senior year of high school, told that you have the spinal cord of a 65-year-old man, and being told you have to have surgery, and you having a chance of never walking again. I was always born with the feeling of having that notion that life is great. I've always been a smiling type of child. My mom always said, you know, when I was born, all the angels came from heaven.
All the angels came from heaven. Yeah, because that's a great story, by the way. Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, you grow up with that mentality, and then all of a sudden it's time to face the fact you're about to have surgery. And it's a life-changing possible alteration. You don't know what's going to happen. And I had this thing happened where I had two surgeries. I woke up in intensive care, which I was there for 11 days in Albany Medical Center. And big shout out to Dr. Alan Carl, who's now retired. He was my surgeon, and he's an orthopedic doctor. And I remember waking up. I don't know what day it was, but I remember waking up to a young girl screaming. They were cutting her hair off, and they were fitting her for a back brace slash and screwing in screws to her head. And she kept screaming, "Don't cut my hair." And I remember saying to myself, there's no way that my life is any worse or any better than what she's going through. I can't ever, ever imagine what that must feel like. It was a motorcycle accident.
Yeah.
And I remember saying to myself, God, get me out of this. If I can heal, if I can walk, I promise myself and I promise I'll never take life for granted.
Now, you know who our friends are. You know our croc survivors, our mm-hmm. cancer survivors. Tell them, because these people understand what you just said. I may not be able to because the only surgery I ever had was a tonsillectomy. Mm-hmm. But I imagine going in for the knife and not knowing if you're going to walk again. Imagine going in and not knowing whether you're going to have your entire breast removed. Imagine having your hair being cut because a doctor has to take a tumor out of your brain. Imagine going in and having radiation for a big lung tumor that you're spitting up blood from. How would you tell our beautiful croc survivors, where do they even start? So as I said to you, you and I found each other through Rod. You were going to be my, podcast guru, help me get my podcast up and going for our cancer survivors. And right away we clicked and I started listening to your podcast. And as I said, there were two beacons. There was Jimmy and you who sort of took my dim light of spirituality and brightened it. I'm asking you, the reason I asked you to not just be my co-host today, but be my special esteemed guest, was I want you to help our listeners reignite that dimness within their soul. So they may have been drifting. They may be away from their creator. They may have taken a walk away from their spiritual identity. And then all of a sudden, picture them last week being diagnosed with cancer, last year being diagnosed with cancer, a few years ago diagnosed with cancer, and they're dimmed spiritually. Talk them through how they can get that light reignited, reignite that light of spirituality.
I think it's best to start with when we are faced with something that we can't control, we can't predict, we start to think we're being punished. Why me? Why is this happening now? We're not being punished. It's not something that was handpicked. You're not being selected from thousands of people, millions of people saying, you're going to be the chosen one to have cancer. You're going to be the chosen one to have a disease. No. You have been chosen because there is a plan. The plan is for you to understand that what is about to happen to you is not for the negative, it's for the better. Now, I know that you're thinking, the better? You just told me I had cancer. You just told me I had spinal problems. How can that be better? Because you have to remember that there's a guy upstairs, and I call him my Heavenly Father, that loves you unconditionally, that will do anything and everything for you. And he hasn't left. He hasn't drifted away. He hasn't forgotten you. He's been there the whole time. He'll never, ever, ever turn his back on you. But it's time to open your eyes. It's time to open your heart and time to listen to his words. Now, the words that you're going to hear are not words that we can totally articulate or define or even actually translate, because it's love. And you can't translate love from that higher power. You can feel it. How did I feel it that day? When I woke up and a priest was walking by and said, this is the room that I was led to come into. I need to pray over your son. And being maxed out on my pain medication and having a nurse who just came off duty jump into the bed with me to rub my head so that I can just fall asleep. And she sang a song. That is not an accident. That is God working through us. There's an expression that I use on my show. And that is, there's a gift of kindness. There's a random act of kindness. we can't live our life with hate. We have to live with love. We do things deep down inside that we don't know why we do it, but we don't do it often. We do it once a year, maybe twice a decade, but we want to do it deep down inside. We want to be that person. We can't figure out why we're not doing it. But when we do, we feel this unbelievable gratification, unbelievable warmth. That is the Holy Spirit. That is the feeling that we need to dive into. So to answer your question, how do I know when I've met my Maker, when I know that I'm in His presence? When you give. Not just give for others, but you give of yourself. When you sit there and not be the victim, be the solution. Learn from what is happening to you. Take the negative and make it a positive. This isn't mathematics. This is reality. So you've been given a bad hand, the wrong card. Make a new card. There's 52 cards in a deck. If you've been given two cards and you're playing 21, that doesn't mean the game is over. Put it to the side. Find another hand. When you're playing with God and you're on His side, you'll hit 21 every time.
If God be for you, who be against you?
That's right. But that's easier said than done.
Absolutely. And I was going to just hit on two things that struck me. Number one is when you went to that surgery and they told you you may not walk again, you did not have any fear. And I think I wanted you to kind of hone in on fear, because one of the biggest obstacles and one of the biggest deterrents, one of the biggest adversaries of a cancer survivor is fear. That's our four-letter word that begins with an F. You didn't have that fear because you had your faith.
I would be lying to you if I didn't say I didn't have the fear in the very beginning. I had fear instantaneously at first, but the fear was because I was being selfish. Because honestly, the fear was, well, am I going to ever go to my prom this year? It became about me. My mother, who sat next to me, said, remember what God gave you. This is nothing compared to what He had to go through. Remember that before you go into that room. And they placed a wooden cross on my wrist and taped it up. And that's when my fear went away. Because I felt at that moment, He was with me. And I had to remember that He gave everything for me. So yes, that's when my fear left.
Yeah.
That's when my spirituality was, I don't want to say was born, it ignited.
And that's been the word we've been using on this podcast, is how we could start igniting that center of your spirituality, my dear cancer survivors. Angel, the other thing I want to talk to you about before we actually go in a very interesting direction, which I think you're going to appreciate, is wanted to talk to you about those beacons. Croc Nation, Have Faith, Let It Begin would be a really nice place to start if you're looking for that beacon. It's a daily show. Angel, I believe you're on Spreaker, you're on iTunes, you're on pretty much every platform. Listen to him. He's funny. He's insightful. He's wise. He might be talking to you about a very, very poignant story in his life, or he might tell you about one of his bad dates, or he might be telling you about a war he's undergoing with Frigidaire or Bed Bath & Beyond or whatever, but it's a good place. In other places, as I said, Angel is my guy. Jimmy the Juice Man is my guy. Who's your beacon? There might be somebody in your life. It might be a partner, a husband, a wife. It might be one of your children. It might be a parent. It might be one of your crazy, you know, religious aunts. Who knows who those beacons are? Where I can't explain it to you. I can only tell you it's the feeling that I had when I was in St. Gerard's Church as an eight-year-old, when the world was apparently falling apart around me. And I went there and I felt like the entire world, I was impervious to harm. What is that place for you? It doesn't have to be the Catholic Church. It doesn't have to be a temple. It doesn't have to be, you know, through any organized religion. I know that Angel and I, unfortunately, this is a very, what would you say, a platform where we try not to elevate any one specific thing. We're a non-denominational, non-sectarian podcast. We never want to espouse any one view over another. We just happen to have the Christian view. But that's not always the answer for everybody. Whatever it is, a walk in nature, it could be your rabbi, it could be your minister, it could be your next door neighbor. Whatever it is for you, just we want you to find it. Find that beacon, whether it's a podcast, a person, you know, someone that you know, someone you respect, someone who just has it. You know how they say you just got it? There are people just who just got it, who have that spiritual side, and we're very grateful. Before we go to our gratitudes, I do want to ask Angel to do something. And again, this might be a little bit against what we stand for, in the sense that we are non-sectarian. But I would love Angel to lead us in prayer that you, our Croc Nation, if you're hurting, if you're fearful, if you feel alone, if you feel isolated, as we begin this module of spirituality in your journey, that there is going to be something strange that happens to you, something unusual, something, as Angel said, there are no coincidences, something that will begin your journey in order to get that under your belt, to get that light reignited, to feel the peace of our Creator. Angel, please lead us in prayer.
Yeah, and just before I begin, let me point out that it's something I always say. When we pray, that doesn't mean that God's going to answer your prayer tomorrow. I would be lying to you if I said that your prayer would be answered just as quick as you putting in a coin into a vending machine and hitting E2, as my pastor said this past week, and expecting the bag of Doritos. It doesn't work that way. But I will tell you, every prayer, eventually, maybe not in the way we want, but it does get answered. Hold on to that thought as we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the ability to come into the homes of everyone all over the world. There is not a moment in time or in space or in our minds, in our thoughts, in our dreams, in our naps, in our angers, in our sorrows, that we don't think twice about why this is happening to me, to us. What we do want is to understand if you truly do exist. Some of these people here today are curious. Some are not. Regardless of their choices, regardless of what they may think, show your presence to them in the good times, in the bad, in the midst of a storm. Allow your presence to be heard, whether it's through a song, through a phone call, through a gift of just reading, whether you're driving in your car and you see a sign that just makes sense, or a passing truck with a message on the back. Let those words pierce their hearts, their souls. Let the words of a song echo in their ears, and allow them to hear the words that I hear. That is, I am with you. I believe in you. I trust in you. And I will never leave your side, because that is the Lord that I believe in, and that is the Lord that has been created for all of us, and that is the Lord that is seeking out you. May God be with you. May God shine his light upon you and grant each and every single one of you peace on earth. Amen.
Amen. Angel, we went off the rails, and I am actually glad. I want to tell each of our lovely, beautiful, important, legitimate, genuine cancer survivors out there that this module is going to be wonderful. This is going to help soothe your soul. It's going to take away your fear. Next week, we're going to actually begin a little bit more of our traditional podcast. We're going to be looking at an article called Spirituality and the Cancer Trajectory, which is the name of the module. We're going to be talking about spirituality and not only how it can help you get through your cancer journey, but actually perhaps improve your outcome. And yes, I believe in miracles. Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin. A special thanks to you. Not only did you be, not only were you my podcast co-host today, but you were my esteemed guest. Thanks for coming on board.
Always a pleasure, my
friend.
And
thank you for your insights, for your wisdom, and that beautiful prayer. Rod Freeman, who just left the office after having a beautiful meeting with us. Small biz up. Rod, you're a great man. You're spiritual in your own way. You are such a godsend to the Croc organization, to the Croc board, to the Croc nation. Thank you for everything you're doing for our small business and any of our survivors who need help with their small business. Small biz up. Michael John Benzea, Charlotte Larson, thank you for your gifts, for your belief, for your support. You believe in us, and our prayers extend to you in your success out in the West Coast, in Hollywood, in the creative arts. And on behalf of Angel and Rod and all of our friends here at the Croc Podcast, all of our board members, we end this podcast as we end every podcast. We wish you a long, healthy, happy, and cancer-free life. God bless you. And now that phrase has more meaning now that we started this module on spirituality. May God bless you. May God be with you. Peace.